Hi, welcome to Cutscene. If you're doing this right, you're about to meet three assholes who are, we're just literally garbage. That's all it is. I'm Eric.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Chris. Forgot.
And welcome to Cutscene by I Made It First. Yay!
It's about Chris. Nobody.
We're literally just garbage. That's all it is.
We're just garbage.
Yeah. I'm glad you're like did something like that fit in. Because like we totally forgot to say what we're gonna say. And that this is all about garbage. So we're doing well.
Good it's job. Literally just about garbage. It's
we're
about
trash. We're trash beasts.
Anime about us. You're like me.
We're trash.
Trash.
We are the original trash beasts.
Yeah, we're right out there with Sporky and Woody.
God.
Oh man.
So like, all right, we're watching Gachikata second half. Gachikuta. God, I can't even say it right.
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is. Garbage show. And
but it's not garbage show.
No, it's not garbage show.
So I about mean, garbage.
When we stopped, like at the break, we were kind of on the fence. We weren't really liking the show a whole lot or anything like that. I don't know if we are anymore. But then when we came back, I don't know when you guys stopped. I'm pretty sure we stopped on 12. Yeah. Episode 13 was easily the heaviest, like,
yeah, most,
like,
oh, yeah,
depressing episode.
Like, that was heavy.
I sat there when I started watching, I'm like, did we stop at the wrong one? And then I saw that there was a new intro, though, and I'm like, no, yeah, this is the second half of the season.
Yep,
fuck.
I started dogging on this whole thing, and then it's just like, oh, she was sold into sex slavery, and just like,
mm hmm. And not just sold into it, brainwashed.
Hardcore, yeah. Stockholm syndrome.
Oh my God.
Like so this whole anime has been like up and down for me. It was like, oh, this is good. This is, oh shit, this is really good. And then it's like, no, it.
And then they slam you with this.
Yeah.
You're just like, yeah, holy fuck.
Ugh. And we didn't get any like additional character development out of like the other people, really. No, because they fuck everything into episode 13. And then you'd never see her. The rest of it, it's hanging in the balance right now of like, you have no idea alive or not.
Yeah, literally that episode, they're just like, all right, you saw the leg. Guess what? She's fucked up again. And it's just like, hey, like, she just got through all this trauma and we finally saw something just like, hooray, happy anime ending. And then Chris Red's boy shows up and steals her boots, which you know she would go bonkers about. And it's just like, oh no, that's not good. And now we don't know anything, even going into what's going to be obviously season two. So we're just sad. We're just sad about them. Easily, like, I feel weird saying it because honestly, it's like the biggest 180 to a character I've done before. If I think about it, like maybe it's because we had some time like in between where we watched that boring anime in between. I remember like just spitting venom at this girl, being like, oh, she's so annoying. I didn't like anything about her. I didn't like her character. I didn't like who she was. And then find out who she actually is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck, she deserves all the
stuff. She needs whatever she wants. Her at all costs.
Yeah, exactly. She needs everything that she can, this poor, sweet baby princess. So it's just like, good on them for writing that into how it was, just to be able to have that juxtaposition in halves of this anime. But to your also point, nothing else was really built upon with that other than expanding more on the lore of the world, which is cool.
Well, and it pissed him off. There was and it makes sense because of how long that whole like trash monster was going on, where they were trying to see if they could fly up up to the city with the trash or inside the trash beast. But it served us there. But I loved that they had like in the last like two episodes, they had to remind him that he still needs to go back and see if she's alive.
Right.
And just like, come on, man. Just get your shit together. But we did get, so I said we didn't get character development. We did get character development, just not really a whole lot of development with the main characters.
Right.
Yeah.
We got a little bit more with Staff Boy. But then we got a character development with the enemies.
Yeah. And one of the enemies is dead. And died in the most possible. Like, I was just like, easily the best way that anything could have possibly happened in anime is just so rare. It's just so refreshing when it does happen. Happens in a way it just makes you go, what in the ever-loving fuck was that? Like, yeah. What on earth was going on there? So obviously, electrical hair yeah. girl, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so, like, her whole thing, like, we're kind of jumping ahead here, but, like, there's a whole
thing. Yeah, we jump around all the time.
We jump around all the time. Yeah, yeah. If you've made it this far while listening to our podcast, you know we're all over the place.
You know what you're in for.
You know what you're in for. Mm-hmm. You know,
and you watch the anime.
And you watch the anime. You better have watched the anime. Otherwise, I this hope is going to make zero anime. Sense. Yeah, exactly. Well, they probably watched the anime like months ago, and they're just like, about time you're finally here. You know, because we decided to take that break in the middle because we ran out of the episodes. We were going to run out before we could
test it. Because we thought it was only a single season. And then we were like, right. Okay, well, maybe, but we would have hit it like when it was when
it was like four episodes left.
Yeah.
Yeah, we would have like a couple episodes left still, and we wouldn't be able to watch it.
I like it how we're so obsessed with our timing of our podcasts when it comes to scheduling out our anime, but when it comes to actually doing our podcast, we are just like dog shit at keeping our scheduling.
Mitigating circumstances happen sometimes. Someone may have had a little bit too much fun before the podcast.
Some might be sick or whatever, traveling, or happens. You know.
It all happens. It all happens.
Yeah.
But anyway, so like, yeah, maybe so to your point, before I jump ahead even further, maybe to your point, we should focus on like, well, let's talk about each of these battles and then like kind of what we liked about them, each thing, give a little bit of a structure to us. Like, what do you say about that?
I'll start. Let's start with the battle that didn't happen. And that is, it was continually begging the other guy to hit him. And he's like, nah, I'm gonna walk away.
I need someone to tell me something to do.
And then the ultimate payoff of like, what happened to this guy? What happened to this guy? Oh, and he wants to become one of the cleaners now. But the kids out of him because they're fucking crazy.
and he's also crazy, too. He's got some, like, Jekyll and Hyde action going on.
He's crazy, but these kids scare him. Especially, man, that episode at the end.
I want candy.
With the candy high. And he just, like, he's like, yeah, I'll just follow this strange dude. You know, into his house for it, and then he sniffs him and he's like, you don't smell like candy, and he fucking beats the shit out of him. Kicks him square in the nuts.
That's a good lesson, kid. They don't smell like candy. Don't go with them.
Yeah.
You're straight, don't smell like candy. You're offering candy. I'm gonna kick you square in the nuts.
If they smell for like sweat, beef, and cheese.
Or 330 gallons of formaldehyde acid or whatever, that's not good either. You don't want to deal with any of that. Don't just kick them in the nuts. Kick
if their nuts. Hand smells faintly of sleepy time, you know, the vacation that your mom gave you, you take a nap when you were 6 years old. You probably shouldn't.
Smells like grandpa's juice. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, that's different medicine. That's different medicine. It's grandpa's cough syrup. Not to be confused with grandpa's cough syrup.
Oh God. Anyway, that is the best lesson there. Although it did feel super fee. But
because then you got a lot of
it.
It felt filly, but it also like got us to know a little bit more about the like the personalities of the other kids that kind of got thrown, especially the two that just got thrown in to that trash beast thing.
Yeah, that kaiju girl and a baby boy or whatever.
Yeah.
Kaiju girl, best girl.
Kaiju girl, best 100%. Like, I was going to talk about that one when we got to that fight because she's awesome. But yeah, it was like they gave a lot of that. And then the ultimate payoff was the end when they're all saying and they realized that his dad was the best friend of the strongest cleaner, who was, in essence, the second cleaner, which then makes you go, how did he get killed so easily? And why? Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, the why is probably pretty self-explanatory. Like, I'm a cleaner. He made a lot of enemies, but still.
Well, I mean, I think his dad is obviously the inventor of the crap, whatever.
And
equipment, what they fucking called it, but all the stuff that they're all trying, that the main bad guy is trying to get all the stuff and figure out on how to get to the sphere.
Because he tried to make it and failed.
Right. Yeah. But the kid that wanted to be the
sphere.
They didn't get up to the sphere.
No.
It made all of the equipment. His dad. He got up to the sphere.
Well, and the angel guy, the guy that that got up there and killed it, obviously knows how to get up to the mystery still.
So I was wondering that. Was that the guy?
Yeah.
That killed him?
It looked like it to me. I mean, they really hammered on that.
I was trying to go back in my mind of like, did one of the people die? Was it a two-man job and one of them died? And only one came back. That's why
at that time, you know, who's up there? Who knows what he's actually doing? I'm sure we're going to find out that he's actually not the big bad. And there's some reason for what he was doing up there. And, you know, yada, 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 typical anime tropes. But, you know, if that's not the same guy, hey, here's some other dude wearing a very creepy mask that looks really close to what it was that killed your dad. That's just begging for mistaken.
They're obviously just a cult.
Maybe that. I mean,
that's what it feels like to me, at least. It's like a third faction inside of the world, just a cult. Actually, I guess fourth, because you've got all the just delinquent assholes out there that do whatever they want and want to kill the spheroid kid and all that. And you got the bad guys who kind of want what the cleaners kind of want, I guess. I don't know what the whole thing is.
Yeah, the renegades, they just want to like do whatever they can to like benefit themselves, including getting up to the sphere. The cleaners want to get rid of trash beasts. They never really had aspirations to get up to the sphere. That's what his whole argument was to him, being like, look, they're just going to tell you whatever they want because you're buffalo and you're helping them do what they want. Like, I'll get to the sphere. I'm literally doing it right now. Let's
I
want go.
To destroy this sphere.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Exactly. Yeah. Let's go. Let's actually do this thing. You know, nuts on the table type thing, right? Yeah. So, Just entirely bonkers concept of it all. But yeah, so the renegades or whatever they're called. Then you have maybe this third group that is like what I think is going to be like, we understand more of the laws of the world than anybody else. We blah, blah, blah. And then you have up on top that are just, you have your whole like
rich assholes.
Yeah, but you have your whole
the rich assholes who in just like in real life are elitist to even themselves.
Mm-hmm. Even to themselves, yeah. Because he came from the slums of the sphere. He wasn't even
he was trash in the sphere.
And then you're like, no, you can be worse. And so they threw him out from the sphere, which was apparently protected by some demigod, which that blew my mind. I was just like, okay, that was fucking cool.
Like, what the fuck just happened? Why did everything go black and white for a second?
Yeah.
And just get smeared across the screen. That was just so fantastic. Yeah. I was like, oh man, that was satisfying because she was creepy.
If she comes back for any reason in this, I'm doing the anime off.
Dude, I know I hate that so much. That's such a big no one dies in anime type trope, and it's just it gets annoying so fast sometimes.
Yeah. So yeah, that's I hope that doesn't happen. Anyways, Kaiju Girl. Maybe the best girl. I still like Scissor Girl.
I like Scissor Girl just because of the gun.
Oh, and the gun and that. Oh my God. She's just like, hey, don't tell anybody about this. Boom, boom, boom.
Sick of this shit.
That was great.
I don't need to use my fancy like weapon that changes and gives me power and whatnot. I have a Glock.
I love on how like even in these like super cool sci-fi worlds, people have powers that can destroy blocks. The gun still tropes at all. It's just like, yeah, obviously this wasn't made in America. You know, like
yeah. And then just like Kaiju Girl just like at the end where they're all like kind of like down like under the lecture store or whatever, she's like walking around dragging this. What's going on, guys?
I had real hard.
Yeah.
Three times. Only three? Okay.
Yeah. And then she turns into the kaiju, and the only thing that she needed to do was to stick her butt in the hole.
Yeah.
That's it. It protected everybody. She didn't even get damaged by the demigod for like having her butt hanging out or anything like that for it.
No.
Nope. Butt in the hole, it was fine. That's all that was necessary for it. I want to know though.
Things like just hang on to me, squishy.
Yeah,
hold on.
I'm just like, so how would you be beaten? Like, that's the other thing. It's like, she, like, her part of her thing was that she was scared when she saw the heart of the beast and, like, oh, I don't know how I feel about this, and then hit her head hard. But it's just like, how would she ever be beaten? Like, if she can fall from basically space down to the earth and be like, Biggie, I don't, can you punch her? I don't think that'll work.
Yeah. It,
I've seen it jump a few times.
Jumps. Like, what the hell? Yeah, that's definitely the most OP. I think that the big thing for them, though, that they for Balot is just her childness.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was wondering with the other one when they didn't talk about what it was until you finally saw it. The entire time I sat there, I'm like, does she do a fucking kaiju with her onesie? And the fact that she's just always wanting to talk about kaiju, and she finds one person that wants to talk about kaiju, and that's all she'll talk about with that person. Like, if she doesn't turn into a kaiju, I'm pissed.
She's like, I turn into a gun.
I turn into a gun. Boom, boom. I win.
Form of a gun.
After that is the shoes. Are the shoes, do they still have the power? Or did the...
Or were they sucked out?
Yeah, did the beast suck it all out?
I mean, that was just like a whole weird on how it all went down on what it was. Or was it just battery? In which case, they still have them. It just...
might be just a battery.
Yeah, and I think for...
They generate their own power as they activated the power, and then it continually generated it, maybe.
And I think both the...
Yeah, that's kind of the whole point. Like, just even if it was like drained, his whole thing is I can take the power from any junk type thing.
Is he going to wear the boots?
Well, I think he'll wear the boots like with our powers combined, you know, all kinds of things.
Like down the road.
Yeah, later on. Yeah, because like I mean, who knows? I haven't read the manga or anything like that. But it's going to be about finding the girl and what's ever going on there. So I'd imagine returning the boots to her to incorporate her into the team and then going from there to get the next set. And then that'll be another person with a tragic story. And then, you know, then you all come together. You pose together as a team because shit just got real. And that's when you're like, here, take my boots, take my jacket because we trust in
get
you.
Then,
yeah, get, yeah, 100%. All, you know, Rangers from there.
Captain Planet.
By your Captain powers. Planet.
So what pieces do they have? So there's the gloves. There's obviously going to be pants.
And the jacket. The bad guy
has.
There's a jacket. Is there anything in the jacket? Like a vest or anything like that?
Or a fashionable
a helmet? I think there was a helmet or something like that.
Because I think there was at least five, I think.
I wouldn't.
Yeah.
Water. Exactly.
Fire, wind, and heart.
You know, the five was just like Voltron. The five was just number. A magic number.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What three things to make something up funny. With 6 5. Minute abs.
Yeah, no. Fuck that. You can't do that.
7. 7 minute abs. Okay. Let's see here. Next fight. Well, okay. Let's just talk about Gun.
Yeah, so the static hair lady and the scissor, which in my opinion was the most graphically appeasing or appealing fight, just because they showed a lot more action going on with it, a lot more moving around.
Yeah, not just because it was two attractive women.
There was
a lot of like, especially with the electricity and everything like that, and there was a lot of like fast movement. Acrobatics and everything like that. It was probably one of the better fights that we've seen in this animation. And we've seen some good ones. But it was still a solid one.
Mm-hmm.
Their progression, like, I would not be predictable. Like, I said the same thing. I was just, like, waiting for them to kick on those windmills, you know, figure that out, you know, blowing the hair everywhere. And then she was just like, oh, thank God you saved me, because I was going to try to figure out how to put these windmills on. I was just, oh. Mm-hmm. Okay, cool. I'm glad that I was in that regard, and thank you for calling that out. So I thought that was good writing, at least there.
Yeah. Well, that, and then, it was real strange of, like, she had the, like, no, I can do whatever I want. I'm just going to fry the shit out of my hair. And then she got all, like, super powerful in that final battle. But, yeah, it was a great fight. Good.
She went Super Saiyan 3.
Yeah, she went
to go Super Saiyan 3. I mean, she was shot like six times, and then she still showed up there and kept the whole team pinned down. Like, he was just like, she's going OP, man.
Yeah, props to that, because she unloaded on her.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought she was dead, honestly, because it looked like lung hits and everything.
The only reason I wasn't like, yeah, she's definitely dead, is because she said, I'm not going to kill you. And I was just like, okay, so they probably didn't quit. But it's still just kind of like, and they made it very clear that she's not allowed to kill anybody. Because he even was just like, hey, you didn't kill anybody, right? And she's like, no.
I just shot her like six times.
Yeah.
I wonder if that's because it's like a drug addict. So you picked up that weed, but you didn't smoke any of that weed, right?
Yeah.
Because she probably has a history of murder that we're going to find out about within that. Because we got glimpses of how bad her childhood was in the first batch, like towards the end of that. Mm-hmm. I think about 12 when we saw that. To see her backstory. Especially like a lot of the other ones. We still need way more backstory for a lot of these characters.
For the main characters, for sure. But first, you don't know how I know you're a nerd?
How?
You picked the least addictive drug to compare it to.
I did. I didn't want to just be like, hey, I saw you pick up that bag of meth. You didn't do that meth.
The way they all, that would make sense. This could all be a meth dream. And I would be like, totally, now I make sense. Coming out, going to the sphere, you know, whatever. I think, well, Six made a song about this. Yeah, it's all a meth dream.
Yeah. I mean, it's like,
how do I get back to that place where I belong? I want something else to get me through this.
That's not Eve 6.
Or who is it?
It's Matchbox 20.
No, it's not Matchbox 20.
I not Matchbox 20. The other one that came out the same time as them. Oh my god.
Oh,
it's called Semi-Charmed Kind of Life.
Semi-Charmed Kind of Life. All I can think of is they also did the
Third Eye Blind.
Third Eye Blind, thank you.
Yeah, like, Matchbox 20, Third Eye Blind. Like, there was this whole thing with, like,
these are old men. How do I know we're all old? How do I know we're all old?
I just know that I'm old. I know.
Or not
we were watching
Third Eye Blind.
We were watching the Olympics earlier, and we were watching Mono Bobsled. Annan's just sitting there on the couch. She goes, Jesus Christ, help that lady. And she's like, and that one too, because there's two Olympians that look old as fuck, and they're both younger than Shannon and I.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
I look way better than they did.
This
though.
Is why you don't train for sports your entire life. Train for sports your entire life, being healthy, you look old as fuck.
Yeah.
Drinking and smoking forever, guess what? You look beautiful.
Young.
Look beautiful. Yes.
Young.
Forever young beauty. Drinking and doing meth. That's what we do.
Yeah, you stop doing your athletics, you know, and then you're done. You don't need to keep it up. Keep on it after that.
No, drinking free Manhattan conferences and stuff like that.
There you go. Yeah. See, doing is worse for your body than copious amounts of Manhattan. Prove me wrong. I think our bodies look great.
Yeah. Thank you, Bethesda.
Maybe round, but they look great.
Oh man!
The one big good thing Bethesda's done, it's keep us
young. The liver heals itself.
Oh my god, liver does heal itself. It doesn't take forever.
Okay, chat is pointing out my gray. This is actually dyed.
He did that on purpose. Like, what the fuck?
If you look underneath, it's like really dark. On purpose. And I like it. It's actually,
it's not blue.
This is the length that I like it. You can see like all this like black underneath here mixed in. It kind of gives like this cool like look, in my opinion. But when it's all done as just steel gray at first, it's just a solid head.
Like, I'm pretty sure you needed a shave too. We hit 3K that last year. I think that's what you said.
That I would shave. I did shave. You just didn't see it.
I shave too.
Every now and then I shave this off and I go, nope, don't like this.
Nobody does. But I like, no, I do enjoy your old man bleach tips. That is true. I do like your old man bleach tips. So that's good.
Well, I mean, they do get bleached, but it's not bleached.
Oh, frosted. Old man frosted tips.
Granite.
There you go.
It's granite now.
Yes, of course.
Granite.
Granite tips.
Granite tipped, yeah.
Granite stone tipped. He's just getting like what'd you say, stoned, I guess, but that's not funny.
Sounds like you're talking about a rock hard erection.
Yeah, right. I'm playing rock hard, baby. Anyway, back to doing meth. We should
the rematch of Boy versus Freddy Krueger.
Yeah. As well. Dreads with dreads, yeah.
Yeah. I got a little disappointed, also laughed at the end of that fight.
When they were laughing?
No, when he's like, you sit there and he's like, they do that whole like anime thing of like, he gets up, he's like, I'm not done yet. And then he fights and you think that he's got the guns. And then no, it was all a fucking hallucination from all of the chemicals and the poisons that he injected into him.
You're tripping hard. I wish I could be there with you.
Then bam.
I did not like his second release on it.
Just
like
bigger, just bigger gloves, or
well, just in general, I didn't like the concept of it, like having a second release, like a fucking bongo.
Yeah, the Freddy Krueger guy is by my least favorite character in this entire anime.
Yeah,
I think that's why I had such a hard time with the first half, because again, it was he was dominated. There's like seven episodes, whatever, with just this fight, and it's just like almost paced out, obvious going on. But with him, I'm just like, I don't deal the crazy. I don't like the constant shouting for no reason. Then I'm nuts, and him getting shot was easily one of the more satisfying parts.
So
for me
beautiful,
too.
So beautiful,
yeah,
so fantastic.
It was good. I do.
It's just a good ending.
Yeah, it's yeah. Damn, what was I gonna say about him? Right now, Jason kept going, and I lost it.
Sorry. The hate for Freddy Krueger, the whole him getting redemption or getting the fucking bonkai going on with his gloves. That was just like,
I just hated that in general. Yeah,
just unimaginative. It's just like, my gloves are now bigger. Like, okay.
I remember what it was. And then you find out at the end that he was a fucking tryout for the evil team.
Yeah, right.
He was on tryouts. He wasn't even one of the like main squad yet. There is a main squad, but we haven't seen them. We've seen one of them. We've seen the portal girl. So it's her.
And now the glove guy. Not the glove.
Arms. Well, no, arms. He was a tryout, but he made it.
Yeah.
Yeah, now he's in it. He was a tryout. As well, he was trying out for the varsity on JV, and right. He's like, yeah, I can come up to the big leagues. His fucking thing was crazy.
Well, that whole battle, if you even want to call it a battle, first you had Babyface that has another OP power, you know, it's just like,
yeah,
all right, you hit somebody doubles in power every single hit, like that is just nuts. Like, there's no stop that, like, that's already a problem, but then. Like their non-battle of like more just talking and then falling and driving while falling. That was just weird for no real reason.
Weird. Yeah, it was lame.
It was funny though.
It was funny.
It turned like a buddy comedy at that point. Them both saving each other and everything. Like it actually, maybe this guy's not gonna be a bad guy, which he could like later on, like still have a soft spot for like bait, like pacifier baby kid guy, but like point though, yeah, it's like that was funny. It was absurd as hell because how big is this trash monster,
exactly,
trash beast, that this fucking trip is taking that long?
I mean, this is a magical world, whatever, and them falling forever at a trash beast, but I mean, it's still just kind of like, It I mean, don't get me wrong, I agree with you on the buddy cop thing. It did give you a little bit of like a soft spot for him, and then also let you get into a little bit more of the mindset of bro and his kid and their whole thing, which is kind of nice. But they're brand new people, so it's just like, all right, I don't really need to know a bunch right now. I'd like to know more about the already been invested in. But
we know that they're going to be part of it
moving forward. Being able to see an origin story like that was kind of nice, especially if he does play a bigger role in the second season, so that'll be really kind of cool.
Which if they keep up with what they were saying with the kids, of like having the kids go out and do this stuff all together, then that makes a little bit more sense.
Oh god, if they just do second season, it's just like kid stories. We're going out and we're gonna do stuff as kids. It's just like
it's
candy
Stand By with murder. With more murder.
The kids aren't gonna kill anybody. There's not gonna be any kids killing people. That's just not gonna happen.
I actually think the kids are gonna have the highest body count out of everybody.
Nope. They're not gonna actually kill anybody. They're not. Not gonna kill anybody.
No. You think it's all gonna be Umbrella Guy?
I don't think anybody either. I think Umbrella Guy, his whole thing is like a Batman type thing. Like that's why he was really pushing on our meth killing as well. Just because he's like, hey, you know, this is my coat of armor, blah 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 blah, whatever. Mm-hmm. No, it won't be that. It's gonna be very much like even the deaths that did happen didn't happen because of them. You know, she went out of the beast. And it was like, oh, let's see what's going on. I don't know. Or indirectly died. So I don't know.
She got killed.
Yeah, she got. Well, I mean, the main guy, he'll kill mm-hmm. somebody for sure. Because he's got to learn that. He's got
to
learn.
And that's why I was saying that the kids will have the higher mm-hmm. death, the highest death toll out of all of them.
To me, the kids are Babyface and Kaiju Girl. Like,
no, Babyface, Kaiju Girl, and the crazy painter girl.
Oh, I don't like her either.
The girl, and then he's the oldest one of the four.
She's
still
four.
Technically a kid.
Right.
I love at the like towards the like after all the fights are done and Stick Guy is chilling in his bed and she comes in and she has to apologize because she drew his thing mm-hmm. wrong and he didn't get that. He didn't get that like all on him. Like,
I just want to do a joke.
You could have died.
It's like, I didn't think that you guys would need it.
Flex your arm for me.
God, that was crazy. She's like, oh shit. And then it just slowly like makes that like the balloon letting out air.
Yeah.
It would have been a little bit better if he like did something and was just like, come on, Ray, we got this. And then that happened with no explanation whatsoever. And it was just like, what the fuck? And then episodes later, you know, then we explain what happened. It's just like, that would have been so great. But instead of just kind of like,
totally
all
like
right.
You thought that it was about hating her. And then he was just like, yeah, it's okay. Got it.
I should be struggling by myself.
Okay, so we talked about Freddy Krueger. We talked about
back to that fight though. Like they did the whole big backstory of I can't remember. He's with the staff, and him mm-hmm. being like, the perfect chosen child, and he has this other his rider girl that meets.
It's Sasuke and Naruto. Come on,
I totally missed or I didn't get why was he in the well. I didn't. I was just like, either I passed out for a minute or I have no idea.
No, he was just that was just where he put himself.
Okay, he was just crying in a well, and you're like,
yeah, he's like, yourself he's like together. Garbage. Yeah, and that's and that it was the symbolism of being low,
yeah.
being at his lowest, and then they even say that later on too, like, oh 100%. No. He's been low before, and you're just like, oh my god, the fucking
yeah, mm-hmm. the bottom of the well. Symbolism. I was just like, wait, why is he down there? Like, what happened? Like,
yeah, like, no, he put himself down there, and they even talked about it too. He's like, you're gonna come up your long down here. Mm-hmm. So we didn't talk about Arm Guy and his arms that come out.
The many arms.
The many arms mm-hmm. and fingers.
Because he misses his arm. Out.
It's so yeah. weird.
He's missing an arm, so arms.
Well, it was all of his prosthetics, every prosthetic yeah. that he had before. And he, so that then they then give him the ability to control them. But the fact that they destroyed all of them, he's like, I can fix it. Knocks them all back in. Mm-hmm. It's like, don't worry about it. I can fix this. I take care of my shit. I'm good.
I get little finger insects. Don't worry about mm-hmm. it.
Yeah, those were so weird. The finger insects. Not a fan.
I did want that battle to be a little bit more grand. I think maybe that thing is just like the mysteriousness around him is still big, horrible dick. But they're saving that for next season. Yeah.
The thing for that was is the first battle wasn't really much because he was just trying to get information. He was trying to play the easy route.
Right.
With them, get the info and everything like that. And then when you saw him in the second portion of it, in that giant room with the heart of the trash beast for it, he fucked everybody up. It was him, and he was keeping everyone back, just like Electrical Hair Girl.
Right. So yeah.
He was super strong, and you got to see a lot more of his, you actually got to see a lot more of his stuff come out that he was using. So I liked that they broke it into the two parts, and it made the buddy comedy thing feel like more like in place with that, because you could fuck people up and be a chicken shit and not fight people.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. Yeah, I get that. I mean, obviously a big part of it too is I think you'll find out that he didn't really want to fight kids or something like that.
Well, and that's what I was saying is like, I feel that like bonding that they did with it is going to come back later on, and he's going to have a soft spot for those two, and he's going to have the ability to, or the opportunity to kill them a couple of times and still let them live, like that type of thing.
Yeah. I mean, who knows how long they'll keep this going, but yeah.
Yeah. So we got Freddy Krueger, we got Electrical Hair Girl twice. We got the non-fight that didn't happen. We got the
arm,
thank you. And the only thing we haven't talked about is all that fucking exposition that happened, which we kind of talked about it like over this, of the guy trying to convince him to come up, destroy the sphere with him.
Right. So at the end of this, the only ones that came out of it were poor old girl, the main bad arms guy, right? And then everyone else was left behind for dead.
Well, and no fight guy.
No fight was left behind. He was left behind, but
he came out of it alive, though.
He survived, at least.
He's a free. Not necessarily with
them. Yeah, he started talking, report information, and then he's like,
but they left you for dead.
Join them. Oh my God, these kids scare the shit out of me.
Yeah. Okay.
He's still alive. We assume Freddy Krueger is dead.
Yeah, but he's too annoying to be dead. Thing that staff come. Killing that dude. So
yeah, he's his nemesis now. So we know. Yeah. So everybody came out of it alive except for.
They're critical. We're so great at these names. Amazing.
Dude, it's been weeks since I watched this. I've forgotten their names. We do this all the time, anyways. Though we're like, I don't know that one dude, the guy with the single eye,
the person.
Yeah,
the Sundare.
You know the guy. You know the guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
You say it, everybody knows it. It's the Sundare, the guy with one arm. Hair girl. Scissor girl. We're talking about some legit scissors.
I mean, you don't know their orientation. It's no,
you know what? You're right. I should assume sexual orientation.
I mean, the girl loves scissors. You can make assumptions.
Oh, man. Oh, okay. What are we rating this?
Yeah, so I mean, like I said, I was kind of really impressed. The first half of this anime, I was ready to write it off. I was ready to come into this, ready to hate it, and that probably helped a whole lot.
Half good, right?
It's only half good. Yeah. I was like, they're gonna have to do some major work to turn it around. And you know what? Obviously, episode 13 did some major work. We're like, hey, we're actually not fucking around here. This is a serious anime. Here's some like real problems of shit that's going on here, and not just talking about. Hey, everyone here is goofy and kooky. It's just like, no, people are fucked up. This up, and this is fucked up shit that's happening. And I was just like, oh, I care now. And I was really wanting to listen and find out more. The sweet princess needs to be saved. And going into these fights, I enjoyed this pacing a little bit more of them being out. A lot more exposition, it felt like. That was a lot more fun to get. And building up the world. Watching Electricity Girl die just has me like clamoring for more for world exploration, because this that completely changed my thoughts of what this world was. And so that to know that there's some kind of other extra magical barrier, giant floating sphere, makes this so much more exciting for me. So for me,
and he didn't nearly as much.
He didn't yell. You know, they didn't have that thought. I was just like, you know, this was a lot like Black Clover in that way, where the first half, you're just like, God, shut the fuck up, dude. Just studying all the time. In the end of it, you're just like, the fairies are going to do what now? I care. It was interesting. And I enjoyed it. So I'm still thinking of it as a whole. It was a slog to get through that first 12. It was a lot more fun. For that, I'm boosting it to 8.1. I think that it's good. I don't know if I'd really want to ever rewatch it again, but I'm excited to see what the next seasons.
Okay.
Yeah, for me, it was like kind of like up and down of like, oh, this is really good. This is now just filler. And so I kind of ran the flow for that. So like for me, it's a 6.
Okay. I'm actually surprised you're on a little bit on the lower side, or the basic side, if you.
Yeah.
I guess it's so we've talked about this before. Everybody we follow on Winston and I. Oh, Jason's keeps going out.
Come on.
You seem to go out
like,
too.
Chris was there.
Oh,
fine. And then yours was like. Like, this video is turned off because of stability issues.
You paused for a bit for me, so.
I think we all paused for some reason.
It's not my first podcast without technical issues, so it's good.
Yeah, yeah. Anyways, so, yeah, I think that a 6 is, like, anime. It's like it's not great. It's bad. It's just right there. It's middle of the road. Not
it's
5.
It's just watchable. It's watchable.
Yeah. 6 is middle of the road. It's watchable. You're not going to hate yourself for doing it. You're definitely not going to watch it again, but you wouldn't go out of your way to watch it, but you might continue watching it as it continues on for it, especially since Chris is a masochist anyways. He'll watch anything that's like a 3.5 or higher.
You know, like okay, all that's magic and shit.
I was going to do a higher score than you, Jason. But you brought up a very good point. I would rewatch. Go with an 8.
Yeah.
Solid fights. The animation style looks fucking bonkers when you first look at it, but it's not jarring or anything like that as you watch it, which is good. Like I was expecting it to be jarring quality and everything like that, but no, it's animation's fluid. It's really good. It flows and everything like that. Character design is bonkers but awesome. You know, all those things. But since I probably wouldn't watch it again, I got to dock it down a bit. But an 8's a good score.
8's good.
So that's a recommended anime.
Yep. I wouldn't say don't do it. I would say, yeah, if you like that stuff. Yeah.
Watch it. Watch it. It's good. It's good.
Now that you're all done watching it, you should watch it.
Yeah. But that's hey, like that's where an 8 for me.
Sure.
All right. If you're bored, you know.
Yeah, you're bored.
All right, Jason, do you want to tell everybody the name of the next anime we're watching?
I don't have it pulled up. You do it. I always forget.
You always forget it. Like when you first brought this up to us, you got like one or two words right out of the entire title. And I'm like sitting there and I'm like, nope, that's not pulling up anything.
No,
that's not pulling up anything either. And you're like, may I? I'm like, okay, there we go. Like, may I? Helped find the rest of this title that did not match what you were saying. Okay, so Jason has chosen the next anime, and it is May I Ask for One Little Thing. Jason hates me because I just when I first looked at it, it was like this animation style, I hate it. I hate everything about it. I do not think that I'm gonna like it. It looks like a Rooster Teeth Ruby anime for it. We pulled it up while we were doing our early stuff for it in studio. This is their first anime that they have done and company. They've done a shit ton of like second teams and things like that, but definitely not, you know, the good. So it's not filling a whole lot of hopes on the animation side of things, but the solid gold comes in the synopsis and the episode names. So the synopsis, Scarlett is put up with her fiance. But he suddenly called off their engagement during a ball. And if things couldn't get any worse, accuses her of a crime she never committed. Betrayal, Scarlett unleashes her rage, giving the prince and a beatdown. And you said then you're like, okay, well, like, you know, what's the beatdown? Is he like, intrigue? Is it going to be rumors? Is it going to be, you know, weird things like that? No. May I send this pig flying into the sky? Episode 5. Sorry, I skipped this one. May I clobber this asshole prince? Or is it, may I clobber this asshole prince? Like, there's no comma in there, so it's not asking a question. So I think it's asshole prince.
Not asking prince for
Oh, the prince is the asshole.
Yeah. Episode 8. Sorry, may I offer you a fist in place of a handkerchief? So, obviously, she's in people's asses.
I love it. I'm looking forward to
mine. And it will least.
Yeah, it does look like Ruby to me. So I mean, we'll see what plays out like. I haven't watched any of it yet, obviously.
Yeah.
And so, but all I know is that I was ready for a comedy, and this one just sounded fantastic.
Oh yeah, solid choice, Jason. Solid choice.
We'll see. There is, we'll see.
There's a rose.
We'll see.
And then what looks like studded gloves in the logo.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
Oh, it has a 4.8 out of 42,000 reviews, though.
Well, I know people have seen it and they love it, so I think that it'll be
saying something, because it is super fucking anime on the Krebs site and app.
You're 100% right.
It's so damn hard.
You have to
really have to like find your way through to do it. It is a pain in the ass, because I've wanted to rate some and I'm just,
this is too much work. It's not worth it.
Yeah. Exactly. I don't care enough about this. This is bullshit. All right. All right, Jason. Take us home, buddy.
Log rolls out.
All right, guys. Hey, you. Yes, you. Listening to us right now. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining by I Beat It First. What's first? We are. You're listening to I Beat It First right now. We are these three jerks who make up I Beat It First. And we around here with I Beating We all trash. Got you.
Gotcha.
God damn it. And ibeatitfirst.com, where you can see all of our lovely that we have created for you, because we have created three different podcasts just for you. You have this you're listening to anime. We also have I Beat It First, primary podcast, which is just talking about video games and tech and nerd shit. And then we also have our patch notes, which is talk small indie developers about getting into gaming and why they game. That one's a little bit more avant-garde and like whenever we can do it, but it's still a good fun listen. You should check it out. While you're at I Beat It First, you can check out all of our emails. We were all there. You can email us, Eric, Jason, Chris at ibeatitfirst.com or cutscene at ibeatitfirst.com. We'd love to hear what you think. We're doing right, what we're doing wrong, or different anime recommendations. This is actually a recommendation anime that we're going into next. So I'm looking forward to those. You can also tell us that we're completely wrong on our ratings and shove some more garbage up our butt. We don't know. Love to hear from you. Please do it. If you're just sitting there being like, wow, Jason, you guys talk a whole lot and I can't follow along. Well, guess what? You're in luck. You can watch us stream this crap on twitch.tv/first. We actually do it live. We don't do anything pre-recorded. We don't even write down fucking notes. We are just
damn. Anyways, again, I will say, who fucking writes a goddamn script for a podcast?
Oh, so
scripted
many
scripted story podcasts.
So many,
and it's awful.
Yeah, it's I can always tell. Anyway, you want to just twitch.tv/ I Beat It First? We're doing this. I don't know why you'd want to, but you can see our stupid faces and be able to come to us live on the air, so to say. Yeah, otherwise, just find us wherever you find your podcasts. Send us an email, and we love you all.
Yay! Yeah, this is Jason's neighbor wrecked this one. So, and I kind of trust their judgment somewhat.
All right, well,
thanks a lot, everybody, for joining us, and we'll see you guys. Make sure you watch. May I ask for one final thing? All episodes. It's all on there. Watch every goddamn episode. I think it's 13 episodes. Yeah.
No.
13 episodes. Watch them all.
Bye, buddy. Bye. 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 Bye.